Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's got it! England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins!
Hello and welcome to the Analyst Inside Cricket, which today comes from a small studio in Stratford, where I've just been watching the first day's play in the third test between Australia and India from the Sydney Cricket Ground. A bit of a truncated day with rain falling in the middle of the day, so we had to sit around for a while. It's quite tough actually staying awake at four in the morning, especially when there's no cricket going on and you have to link back to highlights of previous matches. But it is an interestingly poised series actually, with one game all, of course, with the third test starting today and Australia getting to 166 for two by the end of the day's play, which actually was quite surprising because the bowlers have dominated the first two tests, and David Warner returning to the Australian side got out early on playing a pretty loose drive, and also they had a debutant opening with him, Will Pukowski, who looked a little tiny bit uncertain to start with, as you'd expect, but actually he played a very composed innings. He looked completely calm and compact in defence. He shuffled across, played mainly off the back foot, but played very straight, left the ball well, has had a few problems with the short ball and had a couple of times he's suffered concussion and had a bit of time out of the game, but actually just looked amazingly relaxed and played the ball late, seemed to have lots of time generally, and you can see exactly why. He scored six hundreds in his first 24 first-class matches. Three of those were doubles. He's made two double hundreds this year in the Australian Shield. So he really does look an impressive player, and he made 62 before getting out in the end LBW to the debutant for India, Navdeep Saini. Quite a few debutants over this series as a whole. And then it just allowed, with that little platform that Pukowski had built with Marlis Labuschagne, it allowed Steve Smith to stroll in and hit some wonderful shots. He's only made 10 runs in the series before today in four innings. But today, it really looks as if he was going to assert himself against the Indian bowlers, especially Ravi Ashwin, who's got him out a couple of times. And he was looking very positive, almost a little bit eccentric, as usual, with smashing the bat into his feet and with some of those sort of slightly manic leaves and screams of no run and so on. It keeps you awake watching Marlis Labuschagne and Steve Smith in the middle. And Australia finished the day on 166-2. I'm telling you this really because it's the test series, I suppose, of the winter, because it features the two top teams in the World Test Championship. And those two teams, Australia and India, really do dominate that table, although New Zealand now sneaking up as well. They're in third place. And that whole kind of issue with Australia, India and New Zealand at the top of the table, with England obviously hovering in fourth, is going to come to a fascinating conclusion over the next two or three months, with England's two tests in Sri Lanka coming up, followed by the four tests against India in India. And then New Zealand, now likely to come to England to play two tests in June. So each team kind of featuring a match against the other in the top four to decide who will play in the final of the World Test Championship. And we've heard today, news certainly reaches me from various sources, that that World Test Championship final, which was scheduled to be at Lord's, is likely now to be at the GS Bowl because the ICC want to be sure that the venue for that big final is biosecure. And Lord's can't necessarily guarantee that, whereas the GS Bowl clearly can. So the likelihood is, and this is news sort of hot off the press, unconfirmed, that probably the World Test Championship final will be at the Aegeus Bowl in late June or early July, following those two test matches between England and New Zealand in June. So that's the news from here. And also just a reminder that tonight is Ian Bell in our virtual cricket club. We're looking back appropriately at the Sydney Test of 2011, so exactly 10 years ago when Ian Bell made 100. That was the last test of the 2010-11 Ashes, which of course England won to secure or, you know, regain the Ashes from Australia. It was the first time England had won in Australia for something like 25 years. It was Strauss's team, of course, and we're having Andrew Strauss in the Virtual Cricket Club on the 14th of January. But this Thursday at 7 p.m, it's Ian Bell, the Shermanator, as Shane Warne used to like to call him. He's in our Virtual Cricket Club, so you can ask direct questions to him. We're going to pose him some sneaky questions in our special quiz as well. And we'd really love to get more of you to join our Virtual Cricket Club because we've got some great guests coming up in the next few weeks. In addition to Andrew Strauss, Ian Botham has said he'll appear. We're going to try and get Jofra Archer on, and also we're going to do a women's cricket special as well in the next two or three weeks. So please join our virtual cricket club. It's worldsbestcricketclub.com. It's £6 a month to join, but there are four live events guaranteed in that month's subscription, and it's all in aid of the Professional Cricketers Trust, the charity that supports cricketers who've fallen on hard times. So it is really for a great cause. So please join Simon Mann and me tonight with Ian Bell in the Virtual Cricket Club at 7 p.m, worldsbestcricketclub.com. Hope to see you there, and thanks for listening.
Podcast Network.